6회 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자가 찾는 여자를 고르시오.
헬로?
Marcia, it's me. I'm at the airport.
Is there something wrong? Did you pick up Aunt Clara?
Well, that's the problem. The photograph you showed me was too old. There are a few elderly women here, but I don't know which one is her.
Well, I saw her several times recently. She always wears glasses and a necklace.
Does she ever wear a hat?
No, hats make her head itch. But she always carries an umbrella, even when it's not raining.
That's strange.
Yes, Aunt Clara is a little odd. Do you see her yet?
I think so. Is she a tall woman?
Oh, no. Aunt Clara is short and chubby.
Aha, there she is. Aunt Clara, over here.
Ivan, 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하는 장소를 고르시오.
Wow, it sure is crowded.
Yeah, that's because it's lunchtime. Everyone comes here on their break from work.
Look how long that line is. We're going to be here for at least an hour.
I hope not. I guess we should just take a number and wait.
Why don't we come back tomorrow?
I really want to mail this letter today. It's important.
I know. It just seems silly to wait so long for one stamp.
I agree. There's not even a place to sit.
Why don't we go to the coffee shop next door and get something to drink?
Good idea. By the time we get back, the line should be shorter.
Let's go then. The coffee is on me.
3번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 이번 주말에 하기로 한 일을 고르시오.
Ah, it's my favorite day of the week. I love Fridays.
Fridays are nice, but Saturdays and Sundays are even better. What do you want to do this weekend?
Let's get out of the city. I'm tired of the crowds and the traffic.
Sounds good. Where do you want to go?
How about the beach?
If we want to get away from crowds, the beach isn't a very good place to go.
You're right. There will be too many people at the amusement parks, too.
What about your grandmother's farm? There are no crowds there.
Yes, she's always inviting us. She'd love to have visitors.
All right. Why don't you call her and let her know we're coming?
I will. I'm sure she'll be delighted.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, Miss Thompson. Can I speak with you for a moment?
Of course. Come into my office. And please, call me Barbara.
Thank you, Barbara.
So, how was your first week of classes here at Stratford High School?
It went pretty well. The students are great and the other teachers have been very helpful.
That's good to hear. I've worked very hard to make this school a pleasant place for everyone.
You've done a great job. I'm very happy I took this job.
Good. But is there something wrong? You look concerned.
Well, it's just my schedule. I'm worried that teaching 6 classes a day is going to take up too much time.
I understand that it's difficult, but I think it'll get easier as time goes by.
I hope so. I really want to do my best for all my students.
5번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁하는 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Gary, can you do me a big favor?
I don't know. What's up?
I'm moving to a new apartment this Friday, and I need somebody to help me.
Oh, boy. Do you have a lot of stuff to move?
Not so much. And my new apartment is only a few blocks from my old one.
What floor is your new apartment on?
Well, it's on the 6th floor, and there's no elevator.
No elevator? You're kidding.
I wish I were. That's why I really need your help.
Okay. I'll help you, but you have to do me a favor in return.
Sure, anything.
Good. I need you to watch my little brother tomorrow night while I'm at the movies.
6번. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 내용인지 고르시오.
Can I have your attention, please? Please listen closely. I've been asked to explain a few rules to you before we go inside. First of all, you must remain quiet during the performance. When the orchestra is playing, there is to be no talking. Between songs, you may speak, but only if you whisper. You may not take photographs at any time. Also, all cell phones should be turned off now. Any student who doesn't follow these rules will be asked to leave the auditorium. Are you finished packing yet? We really should leave soon.
Don't worry. We don't need to be at the airport until 8 o'clock.
Yes, but the bus takes an hour to get there. I really don't want to miss our flight.
All right. Why don't we just drive to the airport instead? It only takes 20 minutes by car.
That's a great idea. We can leave the car in the airport parking lot.
And if we drive, I can stop by the drugstore and pick up some things.
What do you need at the drugstore?
Sunscreen and film for my camera. It'll only take 10 minutes longer if we stop there.
That's fine. I can use some more sunscreen myself. But hurry up and finish packing.
I'm hurrying.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 사려고 하는 가면을 고르시오.
So, have you decided yet?
Not yet. I think these are the 5 scariest masks in the store, but I'm not sure which would be best for the party tonight.
Let me see. I like this one. Those long teeth are pretty scary.
I guess so. What do you think of that one?
The one with only one eye? Oh, I really like it.
Do you?
Yes, I do. It's so cute.
No, I don't want a cute mask. I want people to be afraid of me tonight.
In that case, you should choose this one with the long hair. 3 eyes are scarier than 1.
Yeah, it is pretty scary. I think it's the perfect choice.
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, guess what Mom and Dad just told me?
What?
Remember last summer vacation when we went to Grandma's house?
I sure do. That was the worst summer of my life. I was so bored.
Me too. Well, this summer we're not going to Grandma's.
That's good news. Are we staying in the city?
Nope. We're going to Hawaii.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. We're going to spend 2 wonderful weeks on the beach.
I can't believe it. This is so great, but Grandma's going to be disappointed.
No, she's not. She's coming too.
10번. 다음을 듣고 남자의 요청으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Listen, everybody. Miss Black is coming back to class today after 2 weeks in the hospital. We all agree that she's the best teacher in the whole school, so let's try to make things nice for her. We should all be very quiet during class. No fighting or arguing, even if you're just joking around. The principal told me that Miss Black shouldn't get upset or excited for a while, or she could get sick again. So let's make this the quietest and most relaxing classroom in the whole school.
11번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 경찰관을 찾아간 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, officer. Can I speak to you for a moment?
Sure. What can I do for you?
My name is Carol Harris, and I own the flower shop on the corner.
First Avenue Flowers? I know the place. I bought my wife roses there for Valentine's Day.
Ah, I thought you looked familiar. Anyway, I have a bit of a problem.
What's wrong?
There's a large group of teenagers on the sidewalk in front of my shop.
Have they been causing trouble?
Not really, but they've been playing music and talking loudly all afternoon. I think they're scaring some of my customers away.
I see. I'll go talk to them. If they want to hang out, they should go to the park.
Thank you very much, officer.
12번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 한 말의 내용과 일치하는 것을 고르시오.
How much longer until we get there?
Let's see. It's 5 o'clock now, so about 2 more hours. Are you bored?
Not at all. I love taking the train.
So do I. It's so much more relaxing than driving.
I agree. I am, however, starting to get pretty hungry.
There's a dining car at the back of the train. Shall we go get some dinner?
No, I like taking trains, but I don't like eating on them. It gives me an upset stomach.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've seen you eat on airplanes before.
I don't have a problem eating on airplanes, only on trains.
Well, that's strange, but we can just eat dinner when we arrive in Berlin.
Only 2 more hours? I suppose I can wait.
One.
Where can I find the bus stop?
Sorry, I'm a stranger here myself. 2.
Where do you want to sit?
I think there are a couple of empty seats in the back. 3.
Looks like we missed the last bus.
We'll have to take a taxi. 4.
Does this bus go to the soccer stadium?
Yes, the soccer stadium is 3 stops away. 5.
Where would you like to be dropped off?
Take me to the bus station, please.
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Uh-oh, it looks like we're going to have to cancel our picnic this afternoon.
Why? It's such a perfect day.
Yes, but it's going to rain later.
Don't be silly. Look out the window. There isn't a cloud in the sky.
I suppose there isn't. That's strange.
I thought you wanted to go on a picnic. You said you thought it would be romantic.
I do think it would be romantic. I just don't want to get rained on.
I don't get it. What makes you think it's going to rain?
It says so right here in the newspaper.
15번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Are you going to study for the math test tonight?
Of course. That test is half of our final grade. I need to do well.
Tell me about it. If I don't get a good grade in this class, I might not graduate.
I know you'll do great.
I hope so. I'm meeting Derek tonight to study together. Do you want to join us?
Sounds good. Where are you meeting?
At the campus coffee shop.
Oh, no thanks then. I think I'll just study on my own.
What made you change your mind?
16번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Did I get any phone calls last night?
Nope. Oh, wait a minute. I just remembered. Josh called at about 9:30.
He did? What did he say?
Oh, boy. He said you should call him as soon as you got home.
Why didn't you tell me last night? Now he'll be angry with me.
I'm sorry. I meant to tell you, but I guess I just forgot.
Please write down a message next time I get a phone call.
I will. In fact, I'll go to the store right now and buy a pad of paper to keep next to the phone.
That's a good idea.
And if you'd like, I can call Josh and explain what happened.
17번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 제이슨이 승무원에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
On his way back from a long business trip to Moscow, Jason is sitting in front of a couple with the baby. As soon as the airplane takes off, the baby begins to cry and doesn't stop. Jason asks the flight attendant if he can move to another seat. The flight attendant tells him there are no empty seats, but she can talk to the other passengers and see if someone will change seats with him. After 10 minutes, she comes back and says she's sorry, but no one wants to sit near the crying baby. What is Jason most likely to say to the flight attendant?